Tiernan, if this was a music business, this season now is your difficult second album. You had a very good debut season with Derry.
Yeah, listen, we enjoyed every minute of it. We knew there was a lot of learning to be done. We knew there was a lot of reflection to be done at the end of the season. There was lots of really good aspects of last season. And great credit to the players for that. And I think now's an opportunity for us to go again and try and build on last season. We know, and I've said this from the minute I came in the doors, there's lots of top teams in this league and lots of top managers, lots of top players. Everybody's looking to strengthen, everybody's looking to get better, everybody's looking to improve. And obviously we are no different than that. You're guaranteed nothing in life. We've been working very hard. We've still a lot of work to do. And we'll just put our roll our sleeves up and try and get on with it and see where it takes us.
You've made some great signings, young players, but very experienced League of Ireland players.
Yeah, I think that was probably one of the things that we wanted to make sure we'd done at the end of this season, was try and bring a little bit more knowledge of the league into the team. We probably brought a lot in last year that we're going to play in the league for the first time. And just where we are, and that was the hand that we were dealt. But I think now we look like we've got a wee bit better of a hold on understanding the league, understanding the different venues and the difficulties that lie in some of those venues. But hopefully we've got some of the players now in the door who will thrive on that and understand that a lot better, and we can kick on from it.
I thought the Patrick McLean signing was a particularly good bit of business. He's 10 years experience in senior football. He's only 30. He's here now for a third time. He's probably still got a point to prove as a Derry man playing for his hometown.
Yeah, listen, again, one of the probably objectives for ourselves coming in was, I think, to have any kind of opportunity to go on and potentially try and win silverware. I think there has to be a core of Derry people in your changing room who totally understand what it means to the city and to the fans on a Friday night. And I think getting the likes of Paddy in and James in will help give us that.
The season kind of ended at a bad time for you last year, because it was going really well. Maybe another month or so, it could have been a different outcome.
Yeah, listen, we always knew that hopefully we have a better start this season than what we had last season, but that there's a lot of new players in this team, and this is probably going to take a little bit of time. Pre-season in the winter isn't the easiest thing to do, trying to get pitches and getting to work with the players, so it can be difficult, and that's not making excuses in any way, shape or form, but because it's the same for everybody, and we know that, we understand that, but this is not again a flick of a switch. Thankfully, we've now players in who'll come back in this year again, and we're trying to build a little bit of continuity in what we're doing, trying to give players contracts that last 2 or 3 years so that we can get away from windows of 5 and 6 players coming in. We want to try and get windows of 2 and 3, and this is a process. We know this is a process in order to try and get not just some form of success, but hopefully some form of sustained success. You have to try and get your processes right.
You had that Warmweller trip. How did that go? Did you get a lot from it?
Yeah, it was brilliant. Not sure about warm weather, mind you, but sunshine and dry and on the pitch. And again, great credit to the staff and the players, and a huge thank you to Philip and the club for giving us that opportunity. We got 2 really good games in. I think we got about 9 sessions in, so it was very, very worthwhile, and hopefully it stands by us.